Automated technology is becoming ubiquitous on the streets of Phoenix as Waymo cars zip around town testing the roads. But now automated machines that disperse seeds, harvest vegetables, and remove rocks from fields are being used on farms across America as well. The technology comes as there is an ongoing shortage of farm workers in the country, and the need for food to be grown worldwide is only going up. But our next guest says it's not pervasive enough in modern-day farming. Rene Villalobos is an associate professor of industrial engineering at ASU who studies innovation in agriculture, and I spoke with him more about it.
You have different directions of technology development, and I think the agricultural side of things needs to catch up. Especially we consider the type of sensors that industry, especially automotive industry, has been developing for 20 or 30 years. A lot of that technology still doesn't arrive to the agricultural field. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about agriculture, something that is extremely important is to take a look at this from a system-wide perspective. So it's not enough for people to grow and harvest products, but crops, but also it's very, very important to take that to the consumer. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a wide perspective, but we need to take that perspective if what we are interested is in feeding the population or to take nutritious food for the general population. A lot of what is going on in terms of technology development is at the farm level. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different technologies, including, for instance, lasers that are being used to thin or to kill those weeds that you don't want, to harvesting machines that are going to be GPS-driven, and even drones.
So it sounds like the technology is available, but as you mentioned, like the world is going to need a lot more food in the not so distant future with population rates going up, et cetera. I mean, where do you envision this going and where should it be going?
Well, as I say, it's something that, of course, we need to take care of is that happens at the farm, but a lot of people are working in that area. But if you think about where is the problem right now, it has to do, of course, with the amount of food that we produce. But what is very important is how to get that food to the people. And that's where the problem is right now. So if you look at the problems right now in terms of increases in prices, in lack of different products in the supermarket shelves and things like that, it's because we have problems in the supply chain. We have logistic problems. Mm-hmm. One of the problems is, of course, the lack of people to move things around. So what is what we need there? Well, we need automation. We need automation so that we don't have to depend in human drivers as much as we do right now. That's something that, of course, people are developing, but it is not enough to develop these automated driverless vehicles, but this also is very necessary for people to start thinking about what is behind that. Mm-hmm. There are some food, especially fresh food, that require very special conditions, the appropriate temperature, the appropriate environment. And that's where some of the problems that we're seeing right now, that's where they are. If you don't have a good match between the supply and demand, so you're going to have a lot of waste, especially if you don't have the cold infrastructure to take care of that product. Depending who you read, there are up to 30 or 40% of some crops that are lost, that are totally wasted because you don't have the appropriate logistics to take that product from the field to the consumer.
That's a huge number. That's crazy.
That's a lot. And the more that you dig into this, the more incredible statistics are. For instance, probably a couple of years ago, somebody started taking a look at food waste, but not in the traditional sense, but food waste in terms of the crops that were not harvested. Mm-hmm. And they found that up to 30% is not harvested at all.
30%.
So that's incredible. So that's the reason I say that. Especially sensors, automation, and especially better decision support systems are needed to be able to improve the situation in the food supply chain.
Hmm. So, I mean, labor is a concern in this. I mean, there's been a labor shortage in farming for some time now. And on the other end, you have labor unions of farm workers, you know, concerned about automated technology coming in and taking jobs. Where does the balance lay there?
I think there is balance that we can achieve by developing technologies that take into consideration the human element. So, for instance, you don't have to have 100% automation, the very expensive automation, but something that you can do, you can take a look at those tasks that are difficult to do for the human being so that you put automation. And those tasks that the human being is very effective to do it is to enhance their abilities so they can keep doing things. Something that is extremely important is to talk about productivity. So the question is to be able, for instance, to increase the salaries of the people that are working in the fields, we need to start looking at productivity. How much income or revenues those people generate. Something that we need to take a look is what is what we can do so that we can increase productivity in such a way that is going to impact the salaries and wages that the people working in the fields are going to be receiving.
Yeah.
Those people, they have a very, very hard work. So if anybody doubts about that, I invite anybody to go, especially in summer, to take a look at the way that, that things are harvested right now, and everybody's going to understand that that's not an easy job, but something that we need to find better solutions for that.
All right. Rene Villalobos is a professor of industrial engineering at ASU. We're here to talk about automated technology in farming. Rene, thank you for coming on. Thanks for your expertise. I appreciate it.
Thank you.